This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What?
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, all across America on the Genesis Communications Network. And we're also heard around the world, broadcasting where many of our military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. Thank you for your service to America. And to all our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the third watch, the overnight shift, the graveyard shift, as they call it, also known as the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, and everybody else working right now to keep America moving, thank you for what you do. Don't forget to go to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And check out all the stuff that's over there for you to take advantage of. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's another weekend of mania and madness.
It certainly is.
All right, let's get with the pledge. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I'm going to start the show with the Fab Four. You'll probably be able to pick out the voices, but if not, I'll tell you who's talking afterwards. But they had a Rolling Stone internet video done with the Democratic women, all right, and it's led by Nancy Pelosi. Listen to this. Hopefully we can. There we go.
I'm Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Congresswoman for New York's 14th Congressional District.
Representative Johanna Hayes from Connecticut.
Congresswoman Ilhan Omar from Minnesota's 5th.
My advice for young women, and I think just all women, is that we don't have to hem ourselves in. We don't have to make ourselves seem acceptable.
You never wait for an invitation or ask permission to step into your power.
Be fearless and unapologetic about being your best you.
What you bring is very unique. Don't let anybody try to minimize the importance of what your experience is.
I got so much advice on this journey about what I should or should not do, or how I should or should not behave, or what I should or should not say. And I think we really have to leave room for people to embrace their own beauty.
I appreciate the shoulders that I stand on and all those who went before in the women's movement. Now as Speaker of the House, I have shoulders for others to stand on. And I say to the women, know your power. Run for.
Boy, boy, boy. Now, you get where we're going with this, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What do you think about listening to AOC leading this off? She was the first one to speak. And then Ilhan Omar, who sounds very affluent, but she is the anti-Semitic, anti-American congresswoman who, how she got elected, I'll never know. The people of Minnesota got to wake up and get her the hell out of there. And it's Johanna Hayes, who's now becoming viral with a lot of her comments out of Connecticut. And, of course, Nancy, the Wicked Witch of the West, Pelosi, because she still is just that. What do you think about all of them ganging together? And this video, this internet video, was almost 4 minutes long.
Well, you know, it's number one, I think that, you know, I think all people should be empowered to feel like they can accomplish things, but this seems to go right to the root of identity politics, once again trying to sort of cordon off a particular group. And then also, I think they should also maybe have a little asterisk to what they're saying, and they would want all these things, all these good things, and these kinds of stuff, as long as they're liberals, and not certainly not if they're conservative women, because that would be an entirely different category for which they would want nothing to do with, probably.
Now, of course, we had Vice President Mike Pence at CPAC yesterday. A bang-up job, gave a tremendous rousing speech talking about socialism and how the Democrats are embracing it. And for anybody who thinks socialism is the answer to America's problems, it's just they have no idea what they're talking about, because socialism has never worked anywhere it's been instituted. Never, ever.
It never has, and also, again, it's a big bait and switch. It is an authoritarian system by which your freedoms are taken away, in so that the state can then administer all the things in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Tell people what education they're going to get.
You know what word comes to mind?
What's that?
Rationing.
Rationing, that's right, always. You see, it's interesting, socialism and liberalism in and of itself always seem to want to constrain people, to tell them all the things they can't ever do, and they have to do it just like this, or you only have to be in this kind of group, or you have to believe this way, and all these kinds of stuff. But conservatives, true conservatism, and capitalism says, wait a minute, you know, there's 1,000 flowers that are going to bloom here. We're going to find a way, and it's about empowering the individual. I don't know how much of a larger, starker contrast we could have.
Yeah, and folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And one of the stories we're going to be talking about when we come back is one of my good friends, a chief warrant officer, grade 4, which is as high as you can go as a warrant officer, was in Iraq, was in charge of disposing the WMDs that they found there, and they did find 500 metric tons of WMDs. A report has emerged now from Yahoo News that 5,000 WMD weapons were found. Now, these were artillery shells, missiles, whatever, with WMD substances in them. And we'll talk about that when we come back, because this is just coming out again. I've known about it for many years, ever since it was done, because of my buddy Les, who was involved in the disposal of all this. Okay, we're coming right back right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch continues to roll through the night.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
AM 930, The Answer. Weekend Rewind. Dennis Prager.
Transgender sprinters. That's what I was looking for. Here we go. Washington Times. Transgender sprinters finish first and second at Connecticut Girls Indoor Track Championships. Andrea Yearwood hears the comments, usually from adults and usually not to her face. She shouldn't be running, they say, not against girls. It's amazing how people are afraid to say it to her face. I would. You're a narcissist, Andrea. You're a bully. The left doesn't give a damn about bullying. This is a classic example of bullying. I have a male body, but I say I'm a female, and I'm going to run in your race and win every time. First and second. I have a male body, and is it a coincidence? What are these women, transgender women, think? It's a coincidence that they win? They try harder? Yearwood, a 17-year-old junior at Cromwell High School, is one of two transgender high school sprinters in Connecticut transitioning to female. She recently finished second in the 55-meter dash at the State Open Indoor Track Championship. The winner, Terry Miller of Bloomfield High, is also transgender. What a coincidence! By the way, you're not even allowed to mention male names in a lot of internet media. You know that? You're not allowed. It's called, what is it? Dead naming. The left, they're geniuses at label, geniuses. First and second in the Connecticut Indoor Track Championships. The winner is also transgender and set a girls' state indoor record of 6.95 seconds. Do you think that that's a record? Do you believe that? You understand what bullies they are? You understand that these girls can't speak up? They can't say it's unfair? Oh, you're a transphobe. And the feminist movement? Crickets, baby. Crickets. Another fraudulent left movement. Male bodies are running against females. They keep winning. And the feminist movement is S-I-L-E-N-T.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays, noon to 3. On AM 930. The Answer.
Share, like, comment, tweet. Are these foreign terms to your business? They may not be to your competition and the reason you're losing sales. Social media marketing is on the verge of dominating commerce. The right social media strategy can help you slay the competition and gain new customers. We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Your competition is already social. Catch them and surpass them. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We know how to make every digital dollar count towards sales success. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SurroundTampa.com. SurroundTampa.com. Connecting you with new customers.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now, Monday through Friday, we always come on at 2 a.m., same for Saturday, but during the week, the weekday show is on for 4 hours from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern Time and then played in your time zones, wherever you're getting us right now, across the country and around the world. And I might add that Saturday, we record the show live. It's a three-hour program on Saturday to fit the station mold that people want, a three-hour program for the weekends. And we record the show from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., and then it's replayed at all various times all over the weekend in all our markets that we're heard in all around the country and all around the world. Now, terrestrial stations, we're up around 170 thereabouts. It's probably a few more than that right now because I've been told there's a block of like four coming aboard, and I'm going to bring Kyle in on this one. And then we have all these internet affiliates because, Kyle, you have a website called talk2k.com, correct?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And you played the show over there, too.
Exactly, yeah.
And there's other websites that have asked for permission, and we let them do it. They get it by either taking the stream, which is directly coming off the GCN live stream, which is provided on my website where it says Listen Live. You go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, click on that link that's right there at the top, Listen Live, boom, you're listening to the show. Well, any radio station can do that and carry it. So there you go. Or they can go through the satellite. But anyway, it is what it is. And good morning, Jeff. He's saying good morning, and Steph in Sarasota. He's saying, good morning, oh, Capitan. I'm getting sick. The Congressional Fab Four are turning the women's clock back 20 years. God bless America. Okay. Now, we're going to turn the clock back, I don't know, back to the Iran-Iraq wars. Remember those?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. And there was a million soldiers on each side of the aisle going against each other, Iran fighting Iraq.
That's right.
And they were using chemical weapons back and forth, which is how we knew Iraq had them and how we knew Iran had them. You know all that, right?
Exactly, yeah.
And we just got done teasing the fact that the Yahoo news source, I believe they call it newsyahoo.com, is that right?
Yes, news.yahoo.com.
All right, well, there's a story posted on my Facebook pages for the Captain's America Third Watch, the Captain's America Radio Show, the Captain's America Fan Club, and I believe it's also on my personal page by my friend Mark Taylor, who was a contractor over in Iraq and got around and saw a lot of stuff. But I had the privilege and the great honor of knowing a person who served in Korea, in Vietnam, and in Iraq, and he was a chief warrant officer fourth grade. He's still around, but he's very, very ill, very, very sick. He's contracted cancer because of what happened to him in Iraq. He was responsible, Kyle, for taking the WMDs that were being found and brought to his location to take out into the desert to dig a great big hole in the ground and then throw this stuff in there and set it on fire to destroy it.
Wow. Wow, that's a very dangerous job.
And they destroyed his unit destroyed 500 metric tons of WMDs in a country where people kept saying, well, we didn't find any WMDs, didn't find any WMDs. They were there. We found them, and we destroyed them right there, too. Now, the question is, why didn't we say anything about it? Well, I think it's because we knew there was more of them, because we went from 2004 or 5 all the way up to 2011 and or 12, and we're still finding these things and still destroying them.
Exactly right, because, you know, one of the questions that would arise even, you know, politically for President Bush at the time would be, why not come out with all this information? But that just shows how important it was to make sure that the secrecy was maintained so that all, hopefully all of those weapons would be found and neutralized.
Well, there were news items that came out, because I posted back in the day on when I owned News Sarasota, which is a news website, which I sold and became part of SNN6 and all that stuff. They're the ones that bought it, and then they took it over to do what they did. I actually had the number one internet news site in the city of Sarasota when I was living down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which was kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Google me. And what I did was I posted everything I could get from the military, including from my friend Les, I'll just call him Les, who sent me pictures of stuff, which included Russian missiles that were found that attached to warplanes or to artillery, to rocket launchers, and could be fired at any location they wanted to be, which had warheads that could be filled with WMDs, and in some cases they did have WMDs in them, and the shells that they found that were loaded with all sorts of stuff, and the arsenals they went into where they had trap floors, and in some cases the floors fell through, and in the bottom floor down below was all these drums of everything ranging from DDT to pesticides, insecticides, and Agent Orange type materials, the defoliants and all that stuff that they would put in these warheads, artillery pieces, and then fire back and forth wherever they wanted to. But, and I had all that posted online, but for some reason nobody ever, you know, paid a lot of attention to it. I had people tell me I was nuts, I was making up a picture. Well, no, I wasn't. These were actually pictures coming from Iraq.
Exactly. And now, of course, all that's being borne out. And it's really, you know, quite scary, Captain, to find out that they really were finding, you know, these rockets that could carry nerve agents. Also, American troops were hurt by some of these different weapons that they did find, and so forth. So this is a very, very significant story.
Yeah, now let's go back to socialism, because very quietly, kind of under the radar, Nancy Pelosi and her cronies in the House are pushing federal gun control, which includes universal background checks. And by the way, there are three bills right now, H.R. number 8, S number 42, and H.R. 1112, which are all bills designed at going after your guns and going after your gun rights, three different ways to go about it. And while the slim pro-gun majority in the upper chamber of the Senate is going to prevail and may be able to stop all this, in the House of Representatives, the Democrats are in charge, and they can pretty much push anything they want through the House of Representatives and get it into the Senate.
Well, exactly right. And again, I think long ago it stopped being about, reducing crime or promoting gun safety and these kinds of things, because if that's what it was about, then they would embrace, I think, Captain, the programs by the NRA, for example, which promote responsible gun ownership. But this is about, as you mentioned, going after your gun rights, your Second Amendment constitutional rights. It's so obvious, of course, that that's exactly what they're doing. And when you couple that with the idea that you have this now rise of the of this authoritarian power structure, and that's part of the fundamental transformation of America. The rise of this fundamental of this authoritarian power structure can only be if you disarm the public. I mean, it sounds like a movie script or something like that, but that's what kind of where they're going.
Let's talk about Germany. You know what happened there, right?
Oh,
50 guns away from the people, and I don't know how many millions of Jews wound up dying, and they had complete control of the country.
Exactly.
Then you've got countries like Cuba, took guns away from the people, and you had the Castro brothers that are still running the roost. And then you had the European countries, Poland, took guns away from the people. We saw what we saw there. And what happens is when the people are able to get weapons back, like Venezuela, where they had a gun confiscation movement there, where they're practically out in the streets doing nothing but throwing rocks and bottles and Molotov cocktails and whatnot and being shot at, they just don't have the means to be able to defend themselves properly. Now, will something change here in the not-too-distant future with what's coming down in Venezuela? I think so. I think the U.S. is going to supply them with firearms to get it to them somehow so that they can start putting together whatever they need to in a counter-militia type force.
Well, yes, you never know. I mean, it may come to that, but again, you know, the whole point is don't lose your right to protect yourself in the first place. That's the lesson we get from history. And you mentioned about what happened to the Jews in Nazi Germany, of the Holocaust. I mean, we see these things, or people visit, or, the concentration camp, we watch the historical documentaries and so forth, and we all say never again. But in order to make sure that it's never again, we have to be able to protect ourselves first and foremost and protect our neighbors. That's still very, very important.
And we're getting ready to go to break. But when we come back from break, I'm going to tease what we're going to do, folks. First of all, the Democrats are pushing this reparations bill, which is a gift package for the Republicans if they use this right, pertaining to slavery. Elizabeth Warren's actually pushing that one. And not to be outdone here, folks, Kim Jong-un is going back to North Korea today. He spent a couple days there in Vietnam taking a look at what's going on. And Roger Stone is in trouble again, this time because he didn't tell the judge he wrote a book, which has already come out. Oh, boy. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
AM 860, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerTampa.com.
AM 860, The Answer.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at DoIHavePrediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So, what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit DoIHavePrediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
With SRN News, I'm Patrick Foss. Addressing the Conservative Political Action Conference Friday, Vice President Mike Pence says there is a crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border. Mr. Pence also accused Democrats of openly advocating for socialism with far-left policies such as Medicare for All and the Green New Deal. Kim Jong-un has boarded a train for his return trip to North Korea, ending his visit to Vietnam that saw his summit with President Trump break down at the last minute. The two sides hope to meet again, but when is not certain. Southwest Airlines has raised the stakes at a showdown with its union of aircraft mechanics by filing a lawsuit over what it claims is an illegal work slowdown that is grounding planes and disrupting flights. The nation's debt limit went back into effect Saturday morning at midnight, resetting it around $22 trillion. School leaders and teachers in Oakland, California, have reached a deal to end a week-long strike to get an 11% salary increase. This is SRN News.
When's the worst time to replace your AC system? You guessed it, when it's broke. Your family's hot and bothered. The salesman is high pressure and the price is even higher. Avoid the aggravation. Google Total Air Solutions today and replace that underperforming unit with a quality Carrier system featuring a 10-year parts and labor warranty. Total Air Solutions, your friend in the business. Check out TotalAirFL.com for details and the truth about your AC system. TotalAirFL.com. That's TotalAirFL.com.
What system for CACs are 5728?
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer four quick questions at GetEthos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's E-T-H-O-S. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
The Hugh Hewitt Show.
The Venezuelan people have spoken, and the world has heard. They are turning the page on socialism.
We have got to get ready. I think there's going to be a military intervention, if not by Colombia, then Brazil, if not by both of them, the United States, and the president's getting it ready. Big speech, clearly a setup.
Weekday mornings at 6 on AM 930, The Answer.
.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America. All righty, and a reminder to everybody today, for those of you in the Tampa Bay area, or if you're in Florida, North Florida, whether you're over in Orlando or listening to us down in South Florida, or you're up there in Valdosta, from 11 p.m., listen to me, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., I'll be at Moss Family Automotive's Moss Nissan dealership in Newport Richey. They've got a tremendous event going on here today. It's family friendly, and you might want to bring the kids to this one. The Pasco County Sheriff's Department is having a big display there, showing a lot of their wares and different things that they do. They'll have a large representation of deputies there, and they'll also have the two TV stars from Live PD on A&E, namely the canines Shep and Yogi, along with their handlers. And these dogs are really something, and they're going to have a demonstration for everybody so they can see it. We got a lot of people coming. They've got a lot of extra parking that they've opened up. They're going to have a shuttle going back and forth so people can come out of one of the lots, which is about a quarter mile away, that they've got parked down there, and then they'll shuttle them up to the dealership, which is no problem. But you'll also be able to take part in all the events. And if you want to purchase a car or look at a car, I'll have $500 coupons I'll be handing out, which will give you an extra reduction of the price of the deal that you negotiate by some $500. So it's well worth the trip today. And by the way, the food trucks will be there, and we'll have things for the kids to do. There'll be all sorts of stuff going on. So hope to see you today at Moss Nissan, US 19 and State Route 54 in Newport Richey. Going to be a great day, and proud to be part of it. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And I know you'd be there if the corporate jet would only get up and fly, right?
That's right.
Yep.
Absolutely. I would love to be there.
Yep. Now, something else that we need to talk about here right now is this nonsensical thing with the reparations we're hearing about. The Democrats proposed a bill to pay for reparations for slavery. You know about that, right?
Yes, I heard about that.
And the one that's pushing it right now is Elizabeth Warren. Now, the push by Elizabeth Warren is a gift for President Donald Trump, because all the polls do not favor this bill, no matter where you look, no matter how you play it. And I don't know why they're pushing something that the people say, hey, we got more important things to worry about.
Yeah, I think it was a poll not all that long ago. I think it was on the order for a year or two ago, but it showed that 68%, I think, were against such reparations. Elizabeth Warren, Senator Warren, did say that she thought that Native Americans should also, quote, be in that conversation, mm-hmm. essentially. But again, you know, it's interesting. This is right out of the Democrat playbook, because, again, it tries to make it look as if Democrats are doing this amazing thing and so on and so forth. But in reality, what happens, Captain, is that they don't want to create really the opportunity that all Americans should have. And one of the great things that we've seen in the Trump presidency is that across the board, in different groups, ethnic groups, racial groups, unemployment is at a historic lows. People have better opportunity. That's actually the message and the promise of America. It's not about so-called reparations per se, but it's about a place where it doesn't matter what color you are, because, or what race or what ethnicity, because the opportunity will be there. And that's how we roll in America.
And I want everybody to understand that with all of these things the Democrats have come up with that all have price tags attached to them, and we keep hearing, oh, don't worry, we're just going to tax the rich, and you won't have to worry about it because the rich are going to pay for it. If we took all the money that was made by everybody that was a millionaire, a billionaire, a trillionaire, whatever the numbers are, and added it all together and took all that money and threw it in a pot, it wouldn't pay for what the Democrats are proposing.
Well, exactly right. And again, they propose these things in a vacuum.
Yep.
In other words, they say, well, if we just tax all these people at these rates, and
yep.
and it'll all keep going. But it won't. It will actually stop everything.
Yep. Now, Kim Jong-un is set to leave this morning. Well, actually, it's this afternoon his time. I think it's 12 hours ahead over there, whatever. But he's set to leave Hanoi to go back to North Korea. He spent two extra days there taking the tour, listening to what North Korea had to say, and, you know, getting the whole view on what the capitalist version of the economy could do for him. And we'll see if he's not impressed by what he saw, because that could be him if he cooperates with the United States and plays ball.
Well, exactly. I mean, this is the ultimate expression almost of the carrot and the stick, basically. And the carrot looks so much better than the stick does. At least it should for Kim Jong-un. But of course, they've been behind the sort of Stalinist curtain, as it were, in North Korea for so very long,
mm-hmm.
that people in many ways, and this, it's, you know, it's, call it brainwashing, whatever, but it's inculcated there,
mm-hmm.
and they're terrified. But they can have a better future, no doubt.
And a special shout out to our friend Maria in Germany, one of our oldest and dearest listeners listening to us in Germany tonight. She commented about the guns we talked about. She says, I don't think it would be possible to take the guns away from Americans. Everybody in America seems to have more than one gun. My friend in Oregon has more than 50. He is a gun collector. Well, yeah, gun collectors can do that, but they also, if they're a true gun collector, they're going to have a collector's license to have the different weapons they have.
That's right. That's right. And of course, and by the way, hi Maria. We're so glad. I'm so glad to hear from you as well. The people that have that are keeping and bearing arms, they have a different philosophy fundamentally than those who would seek to take that away. And it's going to be a very difficult situation if they ever really do try to do that.
Mm-hmm. Now, something else here is Roger Stone. Roger Stone is in trouble, again, with the female judge that's running his case. The judge wants to know why she wasn't told that Roger Stone wrote a book, and in the tell-all book, he's saying things that there's a gag order that he's not supposed to be talking about. It's in the book, which is being sold, and it's being communicated that way.
Well, you know, there's the old rule when you're involved in a legal problem or in court, and that is don't ever keep anything or hide anything from the judge.
And he had already written the book.
Yeah.
The book was already out.
Well, exactly. And some might say it was discoverable. Maybe the prosecutors should have unearthed it or something like that. But it just depends. And it depends on how she decides to go after him. She was mad in the first place. And this might be something that puts her over the edge. And she could put him in jail just because.
That's correct. Now, let's go back to California, the news out of California. They made an arrest in the UC Berkeley attack. Identified a 28-year-old man who attacked the conservative activist that was there. Don't know if that's going to stop what's going on, but certainly it's one way to show the example.
It certainly is, and of course, everywhere these days, there are someone's taping whatever's going on, and certainly an event like that would be somebody would tape it or, you know, get their phone camera. But certainly, It is something that, unfortunately, in the mind of this person, I'm just speculating, it was just fine to just punch somebody out because you didn't like what they said.
Now, Bernie Sanders' campaign, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Has hired an illegal immigrant who was actually arrested twice, as the deputy press secretary for Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign.
Well, I mean, I
can't make it up.
They can't make it in for a penny, in for a pound, I guess, you know, on that kind of thing. It again, it's something that's like, is that supposed to be a badge of honor, you know, for his campaign?
Well, maybe, because the guy is out of jail for the second time, waiting on his deportation trial and all that stuff to ship him out again.
Yeah, well, again.
So in the meantime, Bernie gave him a job.
Well, exactly, because you know why? Because there are no borders. There's no borders. We don't have to worry about that anymore.
Okay.
As Nancy Pelosi said, we're all American.
And before we run out of time, Ilhan Omar, the Somali congresswoman from up there in Minnesota, once again came out and accused pro-Israeli Americans of allegiance to a foreign country. What the hell is she supposed to be the example of?
No kidding. Well, you know, she's just going to go a bridge too far here pretty soon, and hopefully, and I just don't expect that it would happen under this Congress, but you would think that the House Ethics Committee and maybe start thinking about, you know, you got to tell her, you got to stop this kind of stuff.
Wow. Okay, well, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you first thing Monday morning.
Sounds good.
Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. Appreciate him very much and thank him for coming on the program as many times a week as we need him now. He was on five nights this week. Good. Because Wayne Allen Root was on the other night in his normal slot. I'll be right back with the Truckers Highway Viber Report.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention men under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes let's grab dinner and a movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you practice how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, good evening, officer. A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed even though the law calls it drunk? You can kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, I'm a catch, more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Mike Gallagher says we can learn from the fake beating case.
The damage that this guy caused with this horrible, horrible accusation. If we haven't learned anything, we should learn that the media better stop jumping to conclusions. We need to stop jumping to conclusions. Everybody needs to stop jumping to conclusions. We need a wake-up call.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 9, right before Best Stocks Now at 11 on AM 930. The Answer.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall and Associates, and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-776-6094. 800-776-6094. 800-776-6094.
If you're a man over the age of 40, here's a special announcement. And if you answer yes, we want to send you a free bottle of Zestosterone. But first, do you want to promote your energy and vitality? What about your stamina and endurance? Would you like to support healthy testosterone levels? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of Zestosterone from Purity Products. Zestosterone is a super nutrition formula powered by vitamin D, zinc, boron, and phytosterols. We guarantee these capsules will promote your energy and vitality while supporting your prostate function and healthy testosterone levels. Guys, just cover the shipping and put this to the test. Remember, it's Zestosterone to support healthy testosterone. Don't miss out. For your free bottle, call right now. 1-800-516-3371. That's 1-800-516-3371. 1-800-516-3371. Call now. 1-800-516-3371.
You're writing a Christian book and you want it published. You also know old-fashioned publishers reject thousands of manuscripts each year. Want your book in print and on Amazon? Make it happen. Take control and publish yourself with 21st Century Christian Publishing at Zulon Press. Learn more with your free guide to Christian publishing. Visit ChristianPublishing.com. ChristianPublishing.com. Publishing is fast, easy, and affordable with Zulon Press. A division of Salem Communications, the same great people who bring you this nifty radio station.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his callous hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn out cracker box of DMC. Now with a tricked out team he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class.
All right, that's Leland Martin, the Ice Road trucker that's up there somewhere in Canada tonight. We appreciate him very much. One of these times, if we can ever make connections with him and he'll stop long enough, we'll get him on the program. Now, let me tell you that a major winter storm with an array of hazards will impact much of the country this weekend. from the West Coast to the East Coast as this storm races across the country. Now, the storm will cross California, the Great Basin, the Central Rocky Mountains on Saturday, delivering heavy rain to lower elevations and heavy snow to the mountains, another 2 to 3 feet as possible, on top of the 4 feet they already got in some sections in the Sierra Nevadas. Now, the storm will then quickly shift across the eastern half of the U.S. Sunday into Monday morning, creating problems for the East Coast rush hours in many of the major cities. Areas of heavy snow, heavy rain, severe thunderstorms are out in front of this. Let's take a look at what's going on. Colorado, you're the center of all this right now because the storm is over your way. And hello to everybody listening to us on AM 710, KNUS, Denver, our Salem affiliate there. Good morning to everybody. Hope you're having a great time, except for the snow you're in. You've got a winter storm warning all around the Denver area and certainly to the west up over the top of Eisenhower and Vail. Looks like as if the red flag warning for change is up in effect over going west out of Denver. At least that's what I'm seeing here at the moment. That may change, but I'll let you know. And then Grand Junction out there, you've got snow that away. You've got snow up into Wyoming. You've got snow into Nebraska. You've got snow into Kansas, lots of it, the central part of Kansas along I-70. Winter storm warning for most of Kansas along I-70 tonight. You've got a winter storm watch out in front of that in Missouri, out into the central part and southern part of Illinois as well, winter storm watch. This storm appears to be coming straight across I-70 and affecting parts of I-80 as well along with it. And the snow goes up into South Dakota, Rapid City. You're getting snow there tonight. As I said, Nebraska, all of western and central Nebraska getting snow tonight. In Wyoming, you have a winter storm warning for the southeastern part of Wyoming, and I-80 tonight is probably going to be quite an adventure starting out over there. Going up over the top, let's see, the Cheyenne from Laramie. You're probably going to have quite an adventure trying to do that by the looks of what I'm looking at here. And lots of snow and wind blowing the snow, too. Now, not to be outdone, there's snow tonight in Idaho, Coeur d'Alene, winter storm warning, western Montana. Snow about halfway across Montana tonight. Bitterly cold temperatures up there again tonight. Single digits and below zero there, as well as in North Dakota, as well as in the western part of South Dakota, as well as in Wyoming. Now, Colorado, told you about what's going on there. Let me go west of there. Let me go out into Utah, because in Utah, you've got some snow in the mountains there as you head towards Wyoming. And then out in Nevada tonight, central part of Nevada, south of I-80, you're going to have snow in the mountainous areas there. High wind warnings in Reno and the western part of Nevada tonight. There is snow in the higher elevations in California tonight in the Sierra Nevadas, but that'll be winding down. You do still have a winter storm warning upstairs in the higher elevations where they've had another couple of feet on top of the 4 they had earlier. And high wind warnings down along I-10, I-8, I-40, a little bit of snow in New Mexico tonight around the Albuquerque area and the higher elevations leading into Colorado. A lot of winds, high wind warnings in western Texas tonight. Goes as far east as Midland and down into San Antonio. And you've got fog from about Galveston all the way down to the Mexican border along the Gulf of Mexico. And you've got snow tonight and a winter storm watch on the East Coast side of things. Starts out in the mountains of West Virginia, goes into the mountains of Maryland, goes into the higher elevations, the southern part of Pennsylvania, and comes across the Adirondacks, the southern part of New York, around Poughkeepsie, I-84, up into Massachusetts, where there's snow flurries being reported tonight. Nothing major at the present time, but all of that is subject to change. And a winter storm watch for the central part of Pennsylvania to include Snowshoe and the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre area as well. And U.S. 15 coming out of Williamsport going north. So that's what we got. Now, keep in mind the Captain's America Third Watch and our Truckers Highway and Byway Reports is always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive, where there are four words that make everything change. You serve, you save. That means that all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, 911 dispatchers too, all get preferred pricing on the brand new vehicles at Moss. Now, I was up there yesterday getting ready and talking to Dave Jr. about what we were going to be doing today up there and where my location would be, et cetera, and all that. I'll be very visible. You'll see the AM860 sun tent there. I'll have it there, and I'll be right there. I'll be in amongst a whole bunch of new and certified pre-owned vehicles, and I'll be giving out the $500 coupons to save $500 on the vehicle of your choice, and hopefully you'll pick out a good one. Now, let me tell you something. There was a Chevy Colorado in there with 1,600 miles on it, and it was a souped-up version, four-wheel drive, fancy tires, fancy rims, had the the tunnel cover on the back, had an airfoil scenario to it, kind of looked like a race vehicle, but it was a Colorado, real sharp-looking, and it was sitting right there amongst some Nissan Titans that were there, certified pre-owned as well as brand new, and I'm telling you, really, really, really nice, really nice. And the truck that I, one of the trucks that I drove early on that I didn't get to keep, not the one they sold on me, but the other one, is sitting there too. So if anybody's got any questions about a certain Moss Nissan Titan 2017 that's there, I'd be happy to answer them because I broke that truck in, put most of the miles on it that's sitting on it. It was a demo, and I was driving it the first, let's see, 5,000 miles I put on there myself. It's got about 6,300 now. They have it on the used car lot. So there you go. But anyway, that's a beauty. All the bells, all the whistles, tremendous discount there. So, Moss Family Automotive. That's Moss, M-A-U-S. And don't forget that you can go online and check out the dealerships by going to Moss Family Automotive. All of the dealerships are there. And then you can just go right ahead and click on the dealership and the make and the model that you want, including the certified pre-owns that they have, I might add. And everything will work out just fine. And you'll be able to see what we see. And it's just another great opportunity for everybody to save a bunch of money. And hello there, Dave in Indiana. He's saying, wow, I haven't heard from Maria in a long time. Is she back? No, Dave, she's not a messenger. She's on email. She's on email. And you just said hi to her. He wants me to say hi to Maria, so hi to Maria. She's sending emails out now. She's no longer on Facebook for whatever reason. But anyway, here comes the music. And we'll see if Denise Simon gets out of bed this morning. Otherwise, we'll just keep on trucking through the night. Got a lot of stuff to play. And, boy, I got all kinds of audio from CPAC yesterday. Tremendous speeches given by tremendous individuals. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free...